There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume. We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass or focus it to a tinny treble. We control the content. We can make it boring.
Bummer, bummer.
Or hilarious.
I think that's really stepping over the line.
It's our show.
God, yes.
We can do anything we want because this is...
Oh, Bummerhead.
Ow! The KQ Morning Crew.
The frenetic Bob Goldthwait. Everybody knows who you are. What are you complaining about?
You just had a call ago.
One guy.
Who is this guy? He was the first call you took. Second, sorry.
Yeah, second. What about the first guy? You wouldn't let the first guy talk.
Because he was some sports puke.
Red meat eater. You forgot that
Red
part.
Meat eater.
You forgot
with
that
his
part.
Stool all screwed up with bloody chicken colons.
You want to go to Twins game tonight?
No. I hate sports. All I know about sports is that if your team wins, you legally, if your city's team wins, you legally can do any kind of behavior you want. And it's okay. Because I was in San Francisco when the 49ers won some sort of sporting event, right?
Super Bowl.
Thank you. So, you know, I'm driving around. I'm tooling around in my Honda Civic. That's not a plug for Honda Civics, but I'm driving around, right? All of a sudden, not like I'm hoping someone gives me a Honda Civic. So I'm driving around. All of a sudden, this large Neanderthal jumps out from behind the trees, hits my car with a flare, and I get out of my car. I go, what the hell did you do that for? And he looks at my car, and he goes, Niners. I go, Oh, silly me. Here, maybe you can use the other half of the flare. I'm sorry. Maybe you can hit this old woman driving the Pinot. See if you can't do that.
Then there's Dave Huffman of the Minnesota Vikings joining the KQ Morning Crew discussing William Perry of the Chicago Bears and how he did at the NFL Arm Wrestling Championships this spring.
You guys are such wimps.
What's the truth?
You bet.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, would you just have a baby or something? Was that something important? Oh, okay, big deal. I had 103 temperature, I was sick.
Well.
Hey, let's compare those afflictions, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. Remember last year I kind of went on a little, maybe a little tirade about a certain gentleman in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
Almighty, sit down, Tom. I just, God, don't do it to me.
VW bug around. You put your hand up to block him, and it's like watching your hand disappear into one of those little. You just stick it in there, and you watch it disappear up your elbow, and you go, Christ, am I hitting anything? Blocking him is like blocking a small Volkswagen beetle. He has certain qualities that, people look for, I guess, in sumo wrestling. I don't care, but he's a pig. I just don't care. That guy's a piece. A load. He's like, if he's a pound.
It's almost over, Dave.
40, 350. He is a slob.
Whoa!
He is a pig. He is a tub of goo.
Now.
I can't say enough wonderful things.
Shut up, David. Let me talk now. In today's paper, Tuesday, June 7th.
Yes.
A teammate who refuses to be identified told the Chicago Tribune Perry weighed as much as 420 earlier this year. And one of the doctors who has him on a diet says it is unrealistic that the doctor said that he might be able to get to 340. 340 pounds.
And you have to block him this year.
Randall? Randall.
Get in there, Randall.
Randall?
Your turn.
It's time for you.
You're supposed to be the strongest natural human being in the United States. Get in there and block
this. This is a good contest. There, I feel vindicated.
You do. I mean, we could play that card again.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's my last comment on Mr. Perry, but I find that interesting.
Wait a minute. We haven't heard about the arm wrestling bit.
Yes, we want to hear about the arm wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the entire length of my arm wrestling competition. This is exactly what it sounded like. I was in two matches.
So you did that well, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The premiere of With the Martins. Because after Billy's little altercation, where was that, in Houston?
Dallas.
Houston. It had to be Dallas, yeah. Exactly. In Dallas, a little altercation in a bar. the monster, basically, you sent a crew down and followed him around, right?
Yeah, and this is sort of a, well, this is, you might call this sort of a fantasy of what's going to happen when Billy comes to the Twin Cities.
Okay, when Billy comes to the Twin Cities, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the premiere of With the Martins.
It's time once again for another episode of With the Martins. When we last visited the Martins, Billy had been ruthlessly attacked at a Dallas bistro, and his wife Jill vowed to accompany him on all future road trips. Let's join America's happiest couple after a game between the Yankees and Twins at the Metrodome.
Billy, it's almost midnight, sugar. I thought you were going to have a late dinner.
Sure, no problem. Let me get a waitress. Hey, baby, two beef jerkies and a bag of chips.
Gee, dear, when you said we were going to the Belmont Club after the game, I thought you were talking about a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, it's a shame Howard Wong's isn't open anymore, but maybe we'll go chink tomorrow night. Hey, baby, another rod for me and the little woman.
Gee, it sure was a tough loss tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these athletes today. We should have kicked butt tonight. I tell you, these guys don't have the stamina we had in my day. Me and the Mick, we could stay out all night, sneak into the hotel at 5 a.m., and still be ready to play a double dip. I don't know what's wrong with these players today. Maybe they're all on drugs.
Excuse me, Mr. Martin, could I have your autograph?
You lost, wimp.
Well, Billy, isn't it time to get back to the hotel? You do have a game tomorrow.
Hey, you aren't going to quit on me now, are you? Jeez, the evening's just getting started.
Well, just what I thought, we could go back to the hotel and spend some time together.
Maybe I ought to give Art Fowler a call. Boy, talk about a wooden leg.
Hey, aren't you Billy Martin?
What's it to you, Four Eyes?
Oh, nothing I
can. Hey, get lost. Hey, baby, another round.
I really think we should leave, dear.
Oh, all right. Just let me finish my beer. Yeah, we'll go in a minute.
Where are you going, Billy?
Where would any guy be going after 12 beers? I'm going to the hopper. I'll be right back.
No, Billy. No. Not the men's room.
Give me a beer while you're at it.
KQRS, the station that really kicks ass.
David Coverdale and Whitesnake, thank you once again.
Have mercy, dear boy.
One quick personal ID. You can say anything you want.
Hello, this is David Coverdale from Whitesnake. You listen to John Glassman on
Last.
On KQRS 95, the station.
92.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Hello.
92 KQRS, the home of rock and roll, and our very special guest, and the blues, our very special guest, George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers, live here in the KQ studios. Great to have you here tonight, and we've got some live music lined up to go here, too. Yeah.
Oh,
you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I can't believe that anybody would want to play our records, let alone playing with the frequency that you people do. And on behalf of myself, George Thorogood, Delaware Destroyers, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for you know, supporting us and letting us come down here and play.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vince Neil of the crew.
All right. Right here, finally, in beautiful Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Welcome to KQ.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
What advice would you give to local bands trying to make it or break it?
I would say just play anywhere you can and as often as you can. And that's about it. I mean, just don't turn down a gig. And just and whatever someone says that you can't, you're never going to make it in what you believe in, don't listen to them. Always believe in yourself. As people told us, they go, look, the way you guys look, you know, the kind of music you play, you'll never make it in this music world. And we said, hey, screw you, man. I mean, we're going to do it our way. And that's the way we did it.
Girls, girls, girls.
Of course, KQ does a lot of live in-studio interviews, but occasionally, if you care to drop Johnny a dime, he'll take your call live just about any time.
Tonight, calling me collect from, where are you at, Robert?
Well, I'm in a recording studio in Chicago.
It's a real pleasure. Robert Plant, welcome to KQ, and welcome back to Minnesota, man.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a while, I must admit. But I suppose you can't come back until you're ready, and now I've got exactly what I want. Thank you for supporting me, too. I'm really grateful. And I've had a great time writing these various songs and all these kind of weird lefts and rights that I've been making along the way. And it's great to know that I've got some support, you know. It's very encouraging. And please give my love to everyone.
Imagine this.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Are you telling me at the end of Ragdoll, with all that scat going on, you actually hear a fanny slapping?
Oh, yeah, two of them.
Oh, man.
We did it all the way through the song. It was really strange seeing two girls up on top of the piano. In fact, they was buns up and kneeling. I was wheeling and a-dealing.
Well, if you would have had four, you could have had quad, you know?
Honest to quad.
Living in a movie. Hot tramp. That is it, cutie. You're so fine. I never see you leaving by the back door.
This is great, Raj. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd on the phone once again. How are you tonight, man?
You better do that one again, because this is Dave, not Roger.
Oh, what am I thinking? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, my mistake, and am I embarrassed?
Yes, you are.
David Gilmour on the phone once again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Elliott of Def Leppard.
Taping this, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. To make sure the word fuck, then it can be edited out, you see.
You got it, bro.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi. Keep that radio tune right here to KQRS, okay?
Ron Wood. What's happening, dude?
Absolutely nothing.
Hi, this is Don Dawkins, and you're rocking on KQ. Hi, this is Don Dawkins, and you're rocking on KQRS. Fuck. Hi, this is Don Dawkins. Hi, this is Don Dawkins, and you're rocking on KQRS. I got it.
This is Chuck Berry on KQRS, rock and roll.
This is Angus Young of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Bruce Hornsby, and I'm on 92 KQRS.
This is Ann Wilson of Heart.
Hi, this is John K. of Steppenwolf.
This is Joe Cocker.
This is Neil Sean of Journey.
Rayman Zarek of The Doors.
Hi, folks, I'm Dan Beard of the Georgia Satellites, and I got the South in my mouth, but you got your ear right here on
92 KQRS, where Minnesota's rock and roll began. KQ92, Minnesota's concert leader for 20 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
It's a KQ92 Ticket to Rock weekend. KQ will send you and a guest to preview the sold-out Bruce Springsteen concert. Live in New York City, Friday, April 1st. Complete with airfare, hotel accommodations, VIP tickets to the concert, and KQ92 spending money. Be listening all weekend long to win Springsteen's latest release, Tunnel of Love, on LP or cassette.
KQ and the Rock live at Nassau Coliseum tonight. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, the Tunnel of Love Express Tour in full swing. KQ's two lucky winners having the time of their lives. And believe me, Minnesota, when Bruce comes to town, you're in for one hell of a show. Right now he's doing Born to Run.
Then came the concert ticket weekend tied in with a Led Zeppelin reunion in New York. Robert Plant coming to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and the loss of our morning sports guy, Mark Rosen, to his parent company, a TV station. And in a support rallying effort, KQ did a free Mark Rosen Robert Plant weekend.
It's a KQ92 Robert Plant Save Marky Rosen weekend. Every time you hear Little Marky introducing Robert Plant or Led Zeppelin, call in to win KQ VIP tickets to Robert Plant Tuesday, May 31st at the Met. And qualify for a grand prize trip for two to the Atlantic Records 40th birthday party in New York, featuring the Led Zeppelin reunion.
KQ92, Jack Hicks live from New York City, Atlantic Records 40th birthday party, the Zeppelin reunion. How's it going, Jack?
It's doing great, Terry. Robert Plant just took the stage. He's doing Heaven Knows right now. Just wrapped up with Foreigner. They did about five songs, and right before that it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Kind of surprised that they only did one tune, and that was Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. They were perfect, though. The harmonies and everything was just excellent. Foreigner put on a great show. Robert Plant, I was checking out part of it. I'm going to get back in there and watch the rest of the show, but he sounds great. His voice sounds as good as ever.
It's another KQ92 Ticket to Rock Weekend. KQ and Schmidt Beer want to send you and a friend to preview Pink Floyd.
Jammin' Jack Hicks live at Mile High Stadium for a Pink Floyd concert preview.
John, I'm telling you, the concert just got underway a little while ago. I finally found a little place where I could give you a call where it's quiet enough where I can talk. The sound is just unbelievable, John. And I'll tell you something, everything that they say about those tickets, there's not a bad seat in the house. Definitely true. Words cannot describe how neat it is. The laser show is just incredible, and things have just gotten rolling here. I'll tell you what, John, I'm going to head back out there and catch the rest of the show. I'll check in with the morning crew tomorrow morning about 6:15 or so and let you know how the concert went.
In celebration of our 20th birthday, KQ92 and Budweiser present Pink Floyd in concert May 24th at the Metrodome. Join us in the parking lot before the show for a KQ birthday pig roast with the world's largest pink birthday cake, ice cream, and free Budweiser KQ Pink Floyd souvenir mugs. Give us a call on the concert line, 546-2022, for complete ticket information. KQ's 20th birthday with Pink Floyd and Bud, May 24th at the Dome, from the home of rock and roll for 20 years. 92 KQRS.
Right now, let's go to our very own rock and roll brother, Johnny Rock Lasmani, who has the latest on preparations for our 20th birthday party at the Dome tonight with Pink Floyd.
We're inside the Metrodome. Pink Floyd just ripped through an incredible, incredible sound check. And Wally, I have never seen a stage setup this big. We're talking robotic lights, lasers. You know already, this is more than just a concert. Tonight, it will be an event. Of course, we have KQ's 20th birthday party pig roast going on. I'll check back with you in about an hour as we take more behind-the-scenes looks. Joining us, Nick Mason of Pink Floyd. Welcome to KQ92, and hey, welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you very much. I think what's very nice, in fact, is to still be able to reach a younger audience rather than becoming a sort of nostalgia band, which I really think is not much fun, really. And to feel that we still have got something to sort of to show or to say to a younger group.
In a nutshell, what can we expect today?
Well, hopefully all the old tricks plus a lot of new ones.
Nick Mason, thank you very much. KQ92.
In celebration of our 20th birthday, KQ92 is giving away 1988 four-wheel drive Suzuki Samurais every 20 days all year long. The KQ92 Samurai is on the streets every day. We're looking for your bumper sticker. Or if we catch you listening, you too will win $92 and a key that may start this year's hottest four-wheel drive sport vehicle, the Suzuki Samurai.
If you need this just in, Consumer Reports has released findings today on the popular Suzuki Samurai. Test performed and found the Samurai actually has been known to roll over while taking corners at speeds exceeding 37.5 miles an hour. And based on those findings, are looking for a total recall.
Guess who?
It's a KQ92 Suzuki Samurai Rock and Roll Over Weekend. Every time you hear the scream of terror this weekend, be the 10th caller at 545-ROCK or 545-ROLL over and win a key that may start trouble. A Suzuki Samurai. KQ is giving away a Samurai every 20 days all year. Or if you have a weak heart, are pregnant, or actually cherish life, you may take the full dealer invoice value, which is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Things that are bad for you. From Minnesota's 20-year home of rock and rollover,
KQ92. The home of rock and roll, 92 KQRS.